one.
Yeah.
It's not a sausage fest. A lot of hot looking women.
Singular was nice.
In Ottawa, yeah. I go anywhere else and I don't know about that.
Singular was nice for that. My job is nice for that because it's a bank. It's professional dress. Nice. It's semi-casual.
Nice job.
I mean, I went to work like this today. But I mean...
So it would actually last but more than that, you say?
I don't look like shit, man.
No, but I meant you were saying for casual, like. No, sorry, also, okay, this is
casual. I was happy to have a tie. They used to have ties. Thank you for spotting out, and they changed the dress code.
Nice. I think everyone's getting a lot.
Dude, I got a little worried, man, when I watched Chris stock go from 40 on.
Oh, wow.
And that big crash. Back up again. Nice. Should have bought stock in 83.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, stock, thanks, America stock.
You're worried about your job and you're buying stock.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm
worried about my job.
I thought about it really long and really hard.
Out of every department,
would lay off. Every department would be in Canada. Like they're going to need collections.
There's always people like me. Shit. Is it the first already? Fuck.
Yeah. No, I'm not a nut. That's the nice thing about it. People pay me for them.
But you're the step up from the person who will be. They know that.
Well, no, I was actually impressed when I did that credit report. I have one thing from Rogers about 3 years ago and nothing else. Everything else is over the 7 years now. I was like, fuck, I knew I should have paid that damn Rogers.
How much, yep.
Because I got the modem sitting in my fucking cabinet.
You have to wheel and deal with it then, and like come up with financing plans for you guys.
I don't believe in rewarding customers when they can't request it.
Exactly, but to keep them, like,
I've got targets, right? I have to, if your balance is in my queue, okay, I have to cure by the end of the month, which you have to pay that bucket in my queue. Depending on what's cured in the month, it'll depend, right? I mean, it all depends on the person. If the person's being upfront telling me what's happening and why they can't pay the bill, and it's a damn good reason, it'd be a hell of a lot more lenient than it will be if it's somebody who's just being a dick. Mm. If there's a difference.
What do you do? Yeah. Just call 24/7?
No.
They call you.
There's rules. No. And again, a lot of people start quoting collection agency rules, and I don't work for a collection agency. I work for the bank. Mm. I'm calling you from the head office. You know, it's the head office. Just the call center. That's some leverage. I mean, we have a guy in that bank who's actually able to get information he shouldn't have access to, and I've heard him pull this on people. With that, you can't pay your $30,000 balance. Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in touch with CIBC and then talk to them about the $57,000 that you've got in your savings account right now. So do you want to settle your account with us or what? Because if we take them to court and we can prove they have the money to pay us back, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Plus, then they have to pay our first fee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But they won't sue your friend at $10,000. And even if you owe over $10,000, if they can't prove that your assets were going after them, they're going to sue. But they really not. My favorite, though, is when our person threatens to go bankrupt over a $50 minimum payment because it costs me $1,500 to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Or people from Alberta will say, I'm going to come down there and kick your ass. Why don't you just use the $700 you pay on a two-way trip
and pay
the $50?
And you can keep $650 for that matter. See how nice I am. I'm giving you $650.
Get under your limit. It depends on the
person. $50, eh?
That's ridiculous.
No, because if someone sells a limit like that, you know, $50. Like, how much, $50,
man, I sometimes collect payments of $2,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's their minimum payment. These guys that have $50,000 lines of credit and have really bad credit have really high interest rate.
You're
paying 27% on $15,000. You're looking at, like, a $1,300 minimum payment.
Ouch.
Yeah. Most of the people that do that are consolidating really quickly. Because it's stupid.
I try.
But I mean, I've talked to people that the last thing we got was this thing. And you guys, okay, you hear that? Well, I told you last time I went past in my credit card that if you forgot to pay my bill again, I'm just going to fire you. So what do you think this means? So I guess that means that I'm fired. He goes, yeah, I can clean out your desk. I can clean out by the end of the day. And then he got back, he hung up on him and paid me. Like, oh my god, that was brutal, man.
That was brutal. He warned him.
Well, yeah, that's just the discussion.
And eventually, I'll be the same way. If I'm making the money, it's like, you didn't pay my fucking bill.
It just wasted just keep a bunch of money checking.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you lose your job, and then it takes money out and balances and credit.
You call in a cancel process.
Yeah, I'm not good at calling up the cancel.
So, in other words, no.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I've always said that. No. Sorry. I think it's the bank's fault because they gave me the damn thing in the first place.
Yeah, you can't do that. Because I do have people calling and think it's my fault that they're in the bank.
Oh, it's certainly not the individual person's fault.
Going there and
I'm going home.
Yeah. 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Okay.